This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reminding us about the importance of worshiping in truth and in spirit. So we are approaching summer, and I must say that I am so grateful that June is finally here. This is the time of the year for travel and fun times with family and friends. And with that thought in mind, it is those summer months where we can be most thrown off our routine, if you will, which reminds me of the importance of always remembering to worship in spirit and in truth, whether you're in the comforts of your own home, a personal spot there, or you're off somewhere on vacation. And when I turn to the scriptures, I'm reminded of the exchange between Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well. Initially, this woman thought Jesus was a prophet, so she began to ask him a lot of questions. And she asked him, why was Jerusalem the only place to worship, while the Samaritans claimed the only place to worship was Mount Gerizim, where their ancestors had worshiped? Jesus explained to her that a time was coming when it would no longer matter where one worshiped, because true believers worship the Father in truth and in spirit. And so Jesus was teaching us that all of that other stuff that sometimes we may place more emphasis on is immaterial to him. He's more interested in the fact that when we do come to worship, we do so in truth and in spirit. So this summer, if your schedule is all over the place, just remember these words when you do worship. For God is spirit, so those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, worship in spirit and truth.